97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You're listening to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Mark Cox here along with Bo Matthews. And I have to tell you, Bo, honor of a lifetime for me this past week. I got to travel with 59 veterans and their guardians and a whole bunch of great volunteers with the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight to Washington, D.C. And it's just, it's hard. I talk for a living. And it's hard for me to explain how great this day was. Can I just tell you that?
I can't even imagine.
Wow.
Yep. I know that they've opened it up from just World War II veterans to more. And so at some point, my 78-year-old father, I would love to get him on an honor flight.
Well,
because he talks about his military life so much.
Well, I know he lives out of town, but maybe our guest can explain how that all goes down. He is Keith Hauser. He is, of course, a volunteer with Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, and I believe on the board over there. Keith, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for giving me a little bit of time and letting me brag again about this great experience that you gave me on Tuesday. Thank you for that.
We were thrilled to have you, Mark, and your recap of it the other day was just amazing. Thank you.
Well, you know, I didn't know what to expect, and I at some point during the flight on the way back, Keith insisted I get on the intercom on the plane and address these veterans, and I didn't even feel qualified to do that, but I was so proud that he gave me that opportunity. So I could tell them, as somebody who went on this flight, who didn't really know what to expect other than the fact that we were going to some of the memorials, you just wouldn't believe the outpouring of support for these veterans at every step of the way. And Keith, maybe you can kind of tell people a little bit of what goes into making one of these flights happen.
You know, we start months ahead of time with screening our veterans, and we've got a huge list to go through from, you know, unfortunately, we're probably finished with our World War II veterans. We've flown them. We've got a decent amount of Korean War veterans, and then we've got a lot of Vietnam veterans. And you want to make sure that people are healthy enough to go, to one, because it is a very long day. And despite the fact we take medical staff, it's so important to know their medical condition, know that their emotions are good, and we take people for that too. And then just the planning, you know. But Rolando, who is the commander of Honor Flight, the director of operations, he's done 96 of the 98 flights we've gone on. So his experience is second to none in the country. So we've got this down to a science, and thanks to his leadership and all the years he's put into this, we've got our little check sheets, and we go down through there, make sure the food's on, the transportation and everything. But there's about 150 volunteers that put a lot of time and effort, and again, we are volunteers, so it's not like we're doing this to make a buck. We're doing this because we care about these veterans so much.
You know, it always amazes me when a big operation like this happens with, you know, people that are older in life. Can you lay out what that day looks like? I know it's really early and you come back about 8 o'clock at night. Like, you mentioned food. When do you feed everybody, and when do you do certain things?
Well, you know, our flight takes off about 5:30, and we serve breakfast at the gate. Some very simple breakfast sandwiches and orange juice and water. Then we have a ceremony in the plane that recognizes the people that did not come home. That's a very somber ceremony, and very moving. And then we get to D.C., and we're welcomed by a group of people, hop on the bus. This past week, we had a really great bonus that the Lieutenant General Olson, who is the third highest-ranking Marine in the country, he was planning to spend the entire day with us, with one of his father-in-law, actually. But he told me right at the gate, he said, look, I can't go with you. All the 3 and 4 stars have been called back to the Pentagon, and I didn't even ask. But anyway, he gets on each and every bus and addresses these people. And just to take his time to do that, I'm sure the man's incredibly busy, but he was a fantastic leader. From there, we go to the Lincoln Memorial, where we have a talk. And as Mark may say, we really take the time to recognize our Vietnam veterans because of the way that they're welcomed back home. But we're so embarrassed about the way the country treated them. So I go out of my way to make sure that they understand that they are appreciated, and we hope that that erases 50 years of hard memories. And so many of them come up to us at the flight and say how much they've been waiting 50 years to hear thank you. And that's heartbreaking to hear. We love to be a part of that. And then from there, they have the chance to visit their Korean War memorials, their Vietnam memorials, and we spend plenty of time. Then we go to World War II. The middle of the day, we kind of leave up in the air. Sometimes we go to the Martin Luther King Memorial or FDR. This past week was really hot, so we stayed in the bus to cool people off. Then we go to Navy, Iwo Jima, Arlington for Changing the Guard, which is a very, very moving experience, and Air Force Memorial for dinner. And somewhere about Lincoln, we have lunch. So they've got constant water throughout the entire day. And I can't give you all the surprises in case the future veterans are listening to this, but we try to shower
good point.
All throughout the day with gratitude.
Yeah, they are showered. I will back up what Keith Hauser said there. He's joining us from the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight as one of the many volunteers who make this a special day for these veterans. A gentleman came up to me at some point before we got back on the plane to come home, and he goes, Mark, I just have to tell you, whatever negativity I went through when I came back from Vietnam, today more than completely made up for it. And I said to him, sir, I'm sorry you had to wait so many years to feel that way. But it's what you do at Honor awesome. Flight to make these guys have that kind of feeling when they come back.
You know, I mean, I've been involved with Honor Flight for a few years, and I don't recall exactly the number of flights I've been on. That's not important. But I have been so excited to get our Vietnam veterans on board just because of that reason. I mean, we even changed one of our hats. Our logo used to have a P-47 World War II fighter on it, and now we have merchandise that we give these guys that have a Huey on it, just to, again, recognize them and really salute them in every way.
So
it's such a class act.
Oh, yeah, it really is. It's fantastic. We went to Arlington. I'll tell this story real quick, Keith. And we're on the bus, and before we got out there, there were some instructions we had to give. No phones. It's a very somber occasion. You have to be quiet while you're over there. And Keith told these veterans, he said, now when they come out to do the changing of the guard, they're not allowed to acknowledge you. They're not allowed to divert their eyes. They're not allowed to come over and shake your hand or any of that, but they know you're there. And how you'll know they're there is that they have a metal plate on the bottom of their shoe, and as they go past you, they will intentionally drag it on the ground as a sign of respect. And when I heard that, it sent a chill down my spine, Keith, because that's exactly what happened.
Exactly. And I don't care how many flights you do, you know, when you see the outpouring of support for these guys, it can be very emotional if you've been on 1,000 flights or your first flight. It's a great day. It's such an exciting day.
Well, you guys are working on funding your 100th mission. I'm on your website, and I tell you what, all this takes money. All this takes money to be able to honor our military. Let's talk about the fundraising you're doing for that 100th mission.
Absolutely. We've got a great funding need. We're looking for 100 people to give $100. 1,000 people give $100 because these flights are very expensive. They're approximately $100,000 a flight. And we are getting everybody to make any kind of cash donation, small, medium, large. We love to get involved with corporations. We've got a lot of great ones that have helped us out over the years. The public has been incredible. We had a really special mission over the summer a couple months ago where we took a B-25 from World War II out of St. Charles Airport. And we flew 7 World War II veterans over the course of 3 different flights that day. And that was all funded by our gala last year. And the public, we can't thank the St. Louis area enough, and all the people and all the chapters around the country, of course, for really helping us honor these guys. But if you'd love to make a donation, we would love to accept that. And that, again, is gslhonorflight.org. And any amount really helps. And I think a lot of people, you know, I've got emails. After every flight, we get emails from guardians and veterans and people. Or people just saw us in D.C. and reached out to say, wow, that was so important. How can we help? Well, here's how you can do it. And we're thrilled to have the assistance.
Well, Keith, I do want to mention that early in this conversation, you mentioned that we're losing World War II veterans at a rapid rate. And so the mission has been moved on to other fields of war or theaters of war, Korean War, Vietnam. How soon do you think the Desert Storm or Desert Shield would be added to that list?
Well, thankfully, we heard last year that Congress has funded a memorial for that group as well. That'll take time, of course, to get the land, to start the construction and design. That's always a very, very long process, as everything is in Washington. But, you know, we've got several thousand Vietnam veterans. That's going to take us years to get through that list. We took our very, very first Gulf War veteran this past weekend. And you know, under very, very special circumstances. So Honor Flight's not going anywhere. We want to make sure that veterans of all generations are appreciated. And even if that memorial isn't done in time, the Gulf War or War on Terror, we're going to find a way to get them up there. We're going to make it special for them. We'll figure something out, and hopefully they'll get done sooner rather than later.
Well, you always do, and we appreciate all that you do. I mean, I look up, and I tell you, Bo, all these guys wear, the guys and ladies wear these bright yellow shirts, all the volunteers with GSL Honor Flight. You can spot them. So if somebody needs something, they can flag some of these people down. There are dozens of them who just volunteer their time completely for free to take a day out of their busy work schedules and fly to D.C. And they, I think you'll do, what, five of these this year, Keith?
Four. We have two more.
You have two left. Okay, good. So I hope people will donate gslhonorflight.org. And Keith's not going to mention it because he in the scope of what we're doing here, but he's also president of the Patriot Training Foundation. They provide training for members of the military going to academies. They provide training for local law enforcement on at a 500-acre facility out in Warrenton. And you give back in so many different ways, Keith. Buildwarriors.org is that website, and we appreciate what you do, my friend. Thank you.
Mark, thank you very much. It was really a pleasure to have you on board the other day.
It was my honor. It really was. And if anybody ever gets an opportunity to do that or volunteer, I would highly recommend it.
And as I understand, Mark's got to change his resume now to photographer.
Yeah, I got to go along as a photographer, but I didn't compare to Carl Lund or Rob or any of the other guys who were there, right?
That's great.
You can tell that from the Facebook page where I put up all the photos. Hey, Keith, thank you so much. Thank you so much, my friend.
It's my pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Keith Hauser there. GSLHonorFlight.org is the website. Wow. It was something.
Love that program.
Yeah,
you know, I've never conducted an interview for Honor Flight without getting chills, and that just happened again.
It happened to me as well, for sure. Hey, thank you for joining us for Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors this week, Bo. Great to have you back.
All right, buddy. Yeah, good to be back. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody, and see you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.